not your place of destiny. No, it isn't, no, no. It's not the time nor the place to throw in the towel. You gotta hold on, you gotta be strong. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. It's a part of a life.
Hi, this is Debbie Mayer in Hudson, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 on your radio dial or streaming 24/7 at WGXC.org.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network in sports. There are updates. In updates, there are numbers. In numbers, there are sorrows. In sorrow, there is redemption. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
Aloha out there in radio land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz & Son Roofing, a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company for more than 48 years. Specializing in residential and commercial roof construction, repair, maintenance, and replacement, using high-quality and affordable roofing products. Information at 518-567-4026. Or online at KravitzandSonRoofing.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alachua, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You have tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. I'm Tom Rowe in Acre. Bill Williams, Kate Lisa, and Natasha Vaughn report for Columbia Green Media that Catskill Village resident Jason Jones, 29, was overwhelmed by flames after village police used a stun gun on him as he stood inside the Main Street police station on Saturday, October 30th. The episode prompted an inquiry by the Greene County District Attorney's Office, and investigators are now looking into video footage of the incident. Jones was originally taken to Albany Medical Center, but he is now being treated at the Clark Burn Center at SUNY Upstate Medical University Hospital in Syracuse. As of November 5th, he remained in serious condition. Quote, his condition is very serious, unquote, said his attorney, Kevin Lubrand of Latham. It is alleged that Jones walked into the Catskill police station at approximately 1:30 a.m. October 30th. Police said he then doused himself with hand sanitizer, a potentially highly flammable substance, and became confrontational with the officers on duty. Jones appeared to be intoxicated when he walked into the station, police said. Quote, it's a horrible incident to have happened in Catskill, unquote, Catskill Police Chief David Darling said. Catskill Police Station is equipped with security cameras inside and outside the building, the chief said. Quote, we understand there are video recordings of what happened, unquote, Lubrand said. Quote, we've requested the preservation of the video recording. I expect some opportunity to review it, unquote. Darling declined to comment further on the situation, citing the ongoing investigation. Lubrand also declined to speak about the details of the investigation. District Attorney Joseph Stanzione declined to comment on whether criminal charges would be filed against anyone involved in the incident, saying that his office is in the early stages of the investigation. The Jones family told Lubrand they will not make a public statement at this time. Quote, the only timeline we're on right now with the family is to get him recovered. That's all the family is focused on, unquote, Lubrand said. Jones is a 2010 Catskill High School graduate. He excelled as an athlete on the basketball and track teams. Jones threw shot put and discus, and May 2009 he won the Patroon Conference title in shot put and discus. Catskill Central School District Superintendent Ronell Cook said, quote, I do not know all the particulars regarding this unfortunate situation. Nevertheless, Mr. Jones is a Catskill graduate. Anyone who graduates from this fine institution is considered a member of the Catskill family. I wish Mr. Jones a speedy recovery, and our thoughts and prayers are with him, unquote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Diana Pinero-Zucker is reporting for the Daily Freeman that a state corrections officer has been charged with violating the constitutional rights of a person incarcerated at the Green Haven Correctional Facility in southern Dutchess County, federal prosecutors said November 5th. Aaron Finn of Hyde Park was charged in a federal indictment with, quote, deprivation of civil rights under color of law, unquote, for an incident alleged to have happened in March 2020. According to the indictment, Finn struck the man who was in Department of Corrections and Community Supervision custody multiple times and, quote, thrashed, unquote, the man's body and head while he was restrained. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York said in a statement that Finn, quote, willfully used excessive force amounting to cruel and unusual punishment against a restrained person, unquote. Damian Williams, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, said, quote, today's indictment underscores that incarceration should not result in undue loss of human dignity. Unfair and illegal abuses to those serving their debt to society cannot and will not be tolerated by this office, unquote. Finn faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. He resigned from docs in February 2021. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that Albany County District Attorney David Soares says that his office was still, quote, in the middle of, unquote, investigating allegations of sexual harassment against Governor Andrew Cuomo when Sheriff Craig Apple announced a criminal complaint. Soares' office now says that that criminal complaint is, quote, potentially defective, unquote, and that he has turned over potentially, quote, exculpatory, unquote, evidence to Cuomo's defense counsel. Judge Holly A. Trexler on November 5th granted a request from Soares for a 60-day extension for Cuomo to make his first court appearance on the misdemeanor forcible touching charge. Soares wrote to the judge that Apple, quote, unilaterally and inexplicably filed a complaint in this court. Unfortunately, the filings in this matter are potentially defective in that the police officer complainant failed to include a sworn statement by the victim such that the people could proceed with a prosecution on these papers, unquote. Apple on November 5th said his office followed proper procedures and had included the alleged victim's oath in the court filing. Read more about this story in the Albany Times Union and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
Find out where the music takes Charlie Watts on the next Deep Threes when the Rolling Stones drummer sits in with a Danish radio big band. Plus tracks from Galactic, Psychic Diet, Masasaki Uchida, and Andre Segovia. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Sunday with a high of 52 and a low around 34 Sunday night. Monday should also be sunny with a high of 59 and a low around 37. And Tuesday will be sunny and a little bit warmer, high of 61 and a low around 41. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Neil Verma of Chicago, Illinois. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes? Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and I am the real director of the Hudson Area Library. don't listen to this, Emily. And by the way, I'm from Ghent, moving to Stockbridge.
And how old are you?
I am 20.
Oh.
I'm just kidding, I'm 10. I am still the director of the Hudson Area Library. Age does not defy.
Yeah, the youngest library director of all time.
Not true. The youngest is probably like 3. So, heck.
Well, I'm Emily, and I'm from Hudson, and I'm maybe the director of the Hudson Area Library.
She's lying!
I sub for Georgia. So when George is not available to run the library, I help out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In
addition to running the library, we both are here every week on WGXE talking about books.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you have a book you wanted to talk about, Georgia?
Yes, but why don't we switch things up and you go first?
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yes.
Cool.
Switch things
well, up. Well, I'm not finished with this book yet, but I'm probably halfway through the third book in the, I don't know what the series is called, Real Friends?
I just called it the Friends series. Oh my gosh, I've been wanting to read that. Wait, Emily, when you're done, can you just text me and let me pick it up?
Sure, I can do that.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Yeah, the perks of being a co-host. So yeah, this is Friends Forever, and it's by Shannon Hale and Lewin Pham. And they also collaborated on Real Friends and Best Friends, which came before this one. And they've also collaborated on
The Princess in Black.
Yes, the very famous Princess in Black.
My sister loves the series. She's 4 and bringing it to her.
Yay.
So it's also good for 10-year-olds.
Yes, and adults.
Real Friends is not, the Friends series is not for 4-year-olds, though.
No, this is more for like middle school age, I would say.
Or like middle grade.
Yeah, it's middle grade. And I forget how old they are in the first books, but this one is set when Shannon is in 8th grade. And it's for our listeners who don't know, the series is a graphic novel series.
Wait, I thought color, beautiful. This one was set in 7th grade.
Nope, it's 8th grade.
Oh, they skipped 7th grade. Well, in the first book, it starts out in kindergarten and then goes all the way to 5th grade. In the second one, it's just 5th grade. Hmm. Oh, wait, in the second one, it's actually just 6th grade in the second one. And then in the third one, yeah, voila. But it has like a little epilogue, which is like, and she journeys on to 7th grade. It's such a cliffhanger. I want a 7th grade one.
That's cute. I hadn't gotten to the back yet because I'm reading it in order. But in the back, they have junior high pictures of people, I guess, that worked on the book.
Oh, okay, I see.
So you can see Shannon Hale, the author, in middle school. And it's I wouldn't say the series is an exact biography memoir, but it is based on her experiences.
Yeah, it's
as a kid.
Some parts are made up to let the story flow, and the names are new, but.
Mm-hmm. But so Friends Forever, I guess I would sum up as being about this time in Shannon's life where she's sort of trying to figure out both like who she is and what her potential is, and issues around self-image, both in terms of like physical image, but also how people see you and perceive you, as well as how you see and perceive yourself. And so it covers a little bit about her experience with drama class and her love of writing and her relationships with her friends and how other people in the school treat her and others. And it's really good. I like it a lot so far. Still have to finish it.
When you're done.
Yeah, George is up next.
Yay!
Yeah, so I suggest this series for people that like reading realistic graphic novel stories about friendship and school times and drama. Both theater drama and friend drama.
There's actually a book called Drama. It's a graphic novel mm-hmm. by Raina Telgemeier. I'd recommend it. It's a lot better than it sounds. In fact, has a lot less drama than most graphic novels that are realistic. So read drama.
Okay. And that one is also centered on theater.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Now, here is my book. Unless you had anything left.
Go for it. I want to hear about your book.
So this book is a sequel. It is called Just Jamie. The first book is Invisible Emmy. The second book is Positively Ivzy. This is the third book, Just Jamie. The fourth is Becoming Brianna. And I think there are more, but I forget. This series is by Terry. I can't remember how to pronounce the last name. Levinson, I think. I think it's Terry Levinson. So I read Positively Ivzy when I was 7. A little early for that, but it is a really good book. I recommend this series for ages 8+, or probably actually I'd say more like 9 or 10+. I think that I just watched more and read more mature stuff when I was 9, so I'd probably say this is 10+, or 9.5+, 9 or 10+. And so this is a really good book. I'd probably rate it a 89 out of 100. I just keep forgetting to share any of these books, and I will share the rest of the books in the series. Okay, I'll read the description. Friends. Oh, and also, I forgot to say, this book is really good because it has two different points of view of Jamie and Maya. It's really good. Okay. Friends. Frenemies. Middle school. The last day of 7th grade has Jamie and Maya wondering who their real friends are. Jamie knows something is off with her friend group. They've started to exclude her and make fun of the way she dresses and the things she likes. At least she can count her BFF, Maya, to have her back. Right? Maya feels more and more annoyed with Jamie, who seems babyish compared to the other girls in their popular group. It's like she has nothing common with Jay anymore. Are their days as BFFs numbered? This is another spot-on story of middle school drama and friendship from national best-selling author Terry Levinson. It says on here ages 8 to 12, but I think this is more 9 to 13. That's just my opinion. But the official rating is 8 to 12.
And how does this book connect with the other ones in the series?
So if you look at the other books, you notice that there's always these two girls, Maya and Jamie, lingering around, and everybody calls them the gossip girls. And in most of the scenes at school, you'll see like them lurking around whispering. And mostly they're like, oh, the horrible gossip girls. But this really zooms in. In this book, my favorite character is totally Jamie, because Maya just dumps Jamie, trying to be cool. So have you read this series, Emily?
I have not. I've heard of it, but I haven't read it myself.
You should read it. Add it to your to-read list, but put it on the first. How about I just lend you the books? You don't really have to do them in order. You just kind of do Invisible Emmy first, and then just Jamie can really be done anywhere, just as long as there's a book before it. So maybe when you're done with Friends Forever, we'll just go, I'll come into your office and we'll do a book swap. I'll give you Invisible Emmy and Just Jamie and Friends Forever for me. And so these books, all of the series, one point of view is done with a lot of pictures and text, but they're like 2 or 3 pictures per page, 1 or 2 per page. And then the other point of view is done in graphic novel form.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's kind of half graphic novel, half not.
Are all of the books like that or just the one?
All of them.
Ah, interesting.
They're all done from 2 points of view, so they're really interesting. Then one of them, the last one that I read, Becoming Brianna, that one was really good. It was, I find that a lot of books are like talking about Christmas and none really talk about Jewish holidays or holidays of other religions other than like Christmas and Easter. and Thanksgiving. And I'm half Jewish. So it is really nice because in the fourth book, Becoming Brianna, Bria is having her bat mitzvah. Mm-hmm. And so instead of it being two different people, it's her like 2 weeks ago or 9 months ago or 15 minutes ago. It grows closer and closer as the book goes on, but it's like me now and then me. It starts out as like a year ago or a month, or and then it goes closer and closer and closer until it's 15 minutes ago. Read all that.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
I'm scared what will happen if I don't.
That's what will happen. I'll gobble you up because I'm a monster with Georgia skin.
Oh, dear.
Ow, my eyes hurt.
It's cool that the monster has the same taste in books as my friend Georgia. What a coincidence.
Ha ha ha, I am Georgia. Do not be worried, radio listeners. Ha 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 ha. I will talk like this the rest of the show. Ha 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 ha.
Did the monster eat a robot too?
No, the robot eats them all.
Oh, good to know.
Right.
Well, before we go, I had a couple of books that I wanted to mention that are coming out that I think sound really good. One is a middle grade graphic novel called Manu, and it's by Kelly Fernandez. And here is the description for that. Manu and her best friend Josefina live at a magical school for girls, and Manu is always getting into trouble. The headmistress believes that Manu has the potential to help people with her magic, but Manu would rather have fun than fall in line. One day, a prank goes seriously wrong, and Josefina gets angry and wishes for Manu's magic to disappear. And it does. Manu uses a dangerous spell to restore it, but it makes her magic too powerful and nearly impossible to control. Great power comes at a cost, and it may be a price that Manu isn't able to pay. Doesn't that sound so fun?
That looks good. You've got to get that into the library.
Yes.
I've got to say, Emily, you can't drop book bombs like that and then just be, and then not put them in the library system.
No. Trust me, it's on order. It will come.
How does the library raise funds to get books?
Well, we get some funding through the city of Hudson and the town of Greenport, the town of Stockport.
Wait, what?
But then,
I thought that the Hudson Area Library was in, well, Hudson. It's right off Ward.
Mm-hmm. We're in Hudson, but we serve Hudson, Greenport, Stockport, as well as anyone from Columbia County or other areas that comes to visit. But so we get some of our funding through tax dollars, but then we have to raise a huge amount of our budget through writing grants for different programs and initiatives, as well as getting individual donors and doing fundraising events. So that's how we raise the funding to buy all the books. And sometimes people donate books too.
I was about to say, you should do a drawing contest. And then I just realized, oh wait, you did that.
We have had a drawing contest.
You literally just had it. Yeah. And I entered.
I haven't seen all of the work yet. I'm so excited to see it all. But I did see Georgia's. It was lovely.
Thank you.
Based on a comic that Georgia's talked about on the show that she wrote herself.
I forgot and illustrated. To tell you guys all. I finished.
Yay. Yay. I can't wait to read it. I mean, I can wait, but I can't wait.
You know what I can do? At the book swap, I can put in my book.
Yay.
Yay. And also, if some parts aren't eligible, just send me a photo and I'll translate.
Okay.
Because when my writing gets tiny, it gets a little messy.
Okay. We'll see how well I can do on my own. Because
I do something that I really should do, but I keep doing it as hard as I try not to. Which is, I write the speech bubble before I write the text. Mm. So then the speech bubble is either way too small or way too big. So it's like, and then it gets really messy.
Yeah.
And crawls down the page into their souls.
Uh-oh. Okay. Sounds dangerous.
Today, I noticed that since I am so tired, I'm very dark today.
Dark.
I'm very like, it's only because I'm extra tired today because I've got a lot to do this afternoon.
Before we move you on to those tasks, I have one more book I wanted to share that I think our friend Jay would really like, because I know she's read other books by this author that are similar stylistically. And this is called Gilded by Marissa Meyer. And it is a fairy tale retelling. And so here is the description for that one. Long ago, cursed by the god of lies, a poor miller's daughter has developed a talent for spinning stories that are fantastical and spellbinding and entirely untrue, or so everyone believes. When one of Cerilda's outlandish tales draws the attention of sinister Earl King and his undead hunters, she finds herself swept away into a grim world where ghouls and phantoms prowl the earth and hollow-eyed ravens track her every move. The king orders Cerilda to complete the impossible task of spinning straw into gold or be killed for telling falsehoods. In her desperation, Cerilda unwittingly summons a mysterious boy to her aid. He agrees to help her for a price. Love isn't meant to be part of the bargain. Soon, Cerilda realizes that there is more than one secret hidden in the castle walls, including an ancient curse that must be broken if she hopes to end the tyranny of the king and his wild hunt forever. So that's Gilded by Marissa Meyer, and that's a book for ages 12 to 18, or that's the intended age group.
That if that is a graphic novel, it'd be...
It's not a graphic novel, but I think that Marissa Meyer, some of her books have started being made into graphic novels, I think. I feel like I remember that being a thing. So I might be confusing authors.
Do you think that would be appropriate for me? Because I do...
Oh, yeah, there are graphic novels.
I do usually read stuff that's like one or two, probably like 2 years above my age group. Usually, I'm usually 2 to 3 years ahead of my age, like two, when it comes to books. Mm-hmm. So do you think that that'd be appropriate for me? Because I'm almost 11, and so...
I guess I'd have to read it to know for sure, because I know I've read some of her other books, and I think...
I have read books with language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess I can't say for sure, but my guess is that it might be okay.
Or maybe Jay will say... Because I bet that Jay will want to read it.
Yeah. They can report back if they read it. Yeah, so those are both two newer books for tweens and teens that I thought sounded really good that we have on order for the library. So we'll be on shelves soon. So you can place your order to get in line for that. Or for any of the books that George and I talked about today.
I'm staring into your eyes, Emily. Think you can tell because it's Zoom, but I'm staring straight into your soul.
Lovely. It's a haunting kind of show today. On that note, we're just about out of time for today.
Out of time.
I didn't make that noise, though, that you say I always make.
Woo! Woo! It doesn't feel complete without it.
Woo! Like that?
No, it's...
Woo. Woo.
Not so fast. You're rushing it. It's like, you're slowing it down. It's like, woo.
I think it just has to come naturally. I don't think I can recreate it.
Yeah.
So maybe next time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime,
see ya, peeps. Bye. I'm just kidding. Happy reading. Happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.
Que eu me tornei invisível. passei café preto ao teu lado, fumei desajustado cigarro, vesti a sua camiseta ao contrário, aguei as plantas que ali secavam, por isso o cheiro impregnava o seu juízo, o meu juízo invisível e o mundo a meu favor para me despir e ser quem que ali secavam, por isso o cheiro impregnava o seu juízo, o meu juízo invisível e o mundo a meu favor para me despir.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Find out where the music takes Charlie Watts on the next Deep Threes, when the Rolling Stones drummer sits in with a Danish radio big band. Plus tracks from Galactic, Psychic Diet, Masasaki Uchida, and Andre Segovia. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Was Goblin Alert, the title song from Quintron and Miss Pussycat's 2020 album.
I'm Cheryl Kay, host of the Jazz Disturbance on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The Jazz Disturbance features jazz and other improvised music. Tune in on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wave Farm Radio app on your smartphone. Playlists are posted at facebook.com/CKDisturbance.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
At the top of the episode, we spoke with Mark Dunley about COP26, the summit that began with a report by the World Meteorological Organization named State of climate in 2021, extreme events, and major impacts. To help us understand this report, we are now joined by retired meteorologist Hugh Johnson. Hugh Johnson, you there?
I am here. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Ready for some good questions here.
Yes. Great to have you back. Can you tell us about this major report? What can you tell us about this major report?
You mean about the COP26?
The State of Climate in 2021, Extreme Events and Major Impacts, the report by the World Meteorological Organization.
Okay, well, here it is. It's not pretty. Basically, the bottom line is if we don't get our temperature down, right now our temperature is about 1.5 degrees Celsius warmer than it was during the pre-industrial time. And if we don't get that temperature down soon, we're going to be in big trouble. And we're going to see inundation of coastal flooding. We're going to see farming fail. And we're going to see the ice caps melt and all kinds of other not good things. So the idea is that hopefully in the next 10 years, less than 10 years, we can go to near CO2 emissions of near zero. And that is a huge, huge thing to fill. Great Britain has already said they're not going to have any more petrol cars or oil-burning cars or by the year 2030. That's huge. We're not there yet in the United States. We're not there at all. But that's, you know, basically, if we don't curb the rate of warming in the next 7 years, we could be we'll be in real big trouble.
All right. Is there something specific in that report that you can point out that we should know about?
Well, I mean, the basic line is that we're still putting too much CO2 in the atmosphere. I mean, basically, CO2 is what's capturing the heat and retaining the heat. And if we do not stop putting CO2 in the atmosphere, we're going to continue to warm the Earth. We had our fifth warmest September on record. It looks like it's going to be our sixth or seventh warmest year on record. And we're adding a couple more tenths every year, it seems, to the average temperature overall, with few exceptions. So we're basically going to see, we got to get this under control. And that's the basic gist of the report. There has been agreement in 2030 to stop all deforestation. Deforestation is one of the biggest problems with global warming, because what happens is when you take away the forest, CO2, that's a CO2 net. Basically, you get the CO2 that kind of buffer into the forest. But without the forest there, the CO2 cannot be absorbed into that. So you add more into the atmosphere. So if we can do that, that'd be great. That came out today, 2030. It's a goal to stop all deforestation. We're down 6 million where we were in the 1990s, but we're still doing over 10 million hectares per year of deforestation, basically the size of Greece. So there's still, and most of that's in South America in the tropical rainforest.
What a perfect tie into our first conversation, which was about Radix planting a forest over in Albany.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
How should world leaders respond to this report? You know, how much change needs to happen to make a real impact on our climate?
A lot more than I think. Greta Thunberg, who is a climate advocate. We've all heard of her. She is basically very like a Downing Thomas of the whole conference. The problem is, it's the two biggest offenders are not there. China and Russia are not even at the conference, and China produces double what we do in terms of CO2. We're the second worst offender in the world. We're the second worst, and Russia is number four. It's kind of sad that neither one of those countries, Russia or China, are at this conference. I think there's a lot of things. I'm really happy they're having it. I think it's a good thing, but you know, whether it's enough to really curb the climate change, I don't know. We are also, not to get political, but we are also seeing some signs that in the next couple of years, there could be a flip, and even the next year, there could be a flip in the winds of politics here in this country. And we know that the Republicans don't favor climate change. They just don't. So it's going to be a very slippery slope to really try to get all that's accomplished at this, that you're shooting for at this conference. That's just my opinion.
I mean, we've been talking about this for, I think Mark was saying, for 30 years. And I mean, how much really has happened thus far? So it feels very doubtful that we can have this one summit. I mean, after this is the 26th one, but that this one is really going to change things.
Yeah, I don't think it will either. But I mean, I think I'm glad we're still having the summits, and some things have changed. As I said, less deforestation has happened. We are seeing more electric cars. We're seeing one good thing is methane emissions. The methane, of course, being a much stronger, even more of a heat-trapping gas than CO2, has gone down a little bit, 15%. That's because of cleaner fuel, a little bit cleaner oil and coal. But the other thing that we really need to that was taken home at the conference was to get rid of all coal burning in the next 10 years as well. Coal has got to come to an end, the coal burning, because that's one of the worst offenders that there is. And if we don't do that, we probably will not reach the goal that we want at all. There have been some improvements, but it's a dent.
Climate matters can feel so abstract to our listeners. You know, how can we break down climate change to emphasize the immensity of this issue? We also have 2 minutes left.
Okay, well, we basically have to all be thinking about producing less CO2 into the atmosphere. We basically should drive a little less. I know it's hard to do. I don't drive that much per year. I know some people do and they can't help it because of their job, but just thinking that we got to get less CO2 into the atmosphere. And, you know, basically, this is going to be the next couple of years are going to be critical between the political winds, and because we're showing the signs are showing that we could be running out of time. I personally don't know if 7 years is the magic number or the tragic number, but we're on some kind of borrowed time. There's no question about, we look at all the weather events that have been going on, all the crazy weather events, but there are still people that don't buy into it, and there's still political administrations that don't. So I see a very rough challenge in the next few years. I'm glad we have the conference. I think it's good that we attend it, and I it's better than nothing for sure. But you're missing two of the big offenders on that table, and that's not good. You know, China and Russia.
So much more that we can talk about, and we'll have to hold it off to next week. Thank you so much, Hugh Johnson, for joining us, always giving us some informative climate information.
My pleasure. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you, Hugh.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Are listening. You're listening to 90.7. WGXC Acre
Catskills.
Today.
East Durham.
Catskills.